Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of Resilient Kids, Thriving at Home and in the Classroom. I'm your host, Davina Lyons, and I am so honored that you're here sharing your time with me. This podcast is about resilience, helping kids, parents, and educators find the tools to overcome challenges, build stronger connections, and create lives filled with purpose and possibility. But before we jump into the how-tos and strategies, I want to take the first episode to share a little more about me, my story, my why, and the experiences that shaped my mission to help kids thrive. Because the truth is, this isn't just something I teach or talk about. It's deeply personal. It's the story of my own life. Growing up, I didn't have words for resilience. I didn't even realize it was something I needed. Like so many kids, I thought how I felt, uncertain, anxious, and sometimes invisible, was just how life was. I grew up in a home where love wasn't something we talked about or showed in apparent ways. We didn't say, "I love you," and there weren't a lot of hugs or affirmations. In my world, you assumed you were loved because you had food on the table, clothes on your back, and a roof over your head. But let's be honest, basic survival isn't the same as feeling seen, valued, or supported. There were moments when I wanted to ask for help, when the pressures at home felt heavy and I didn't know how to carry them. But I kept it to myself. I didn't want to burden anyone or cause issues. I also didn't want to seem weak. So I did what a lot of kids do. I bottled it up, wore a brave face, or I'd like to say a mask, and hoped that no one would notice just how much I was truly struggling. School was my escape in some ways, but it was also a battlefield. Yeah, I was a good student, but I didn't always feel like I belonged. I was the quiet one at times, or extremely over the top with my behavior at other times. I worked hard academically, but rarely did I really get involved to the point that I needed to. On the outside, I looked like I had it together. On the inside, I felt like I was barely holding on. There were no conversations about how to handle stress, how to believe in yourself, or how to ask for help when you need it. There weren't adults pulling me aside to say, "Hey, I see you. I'm here for you." Looking back now, I realize just how much I needed someone to tell me that I was enough, even when life was hard. I do remember one teacher, my seventh grade English language arts teacher. She never talked to me about what I may or may not be experiencing at home or going through. I believe it was a bit awkward because my mother worked at the school at the time. So, because my mother was a colleague, I think it just really put me in a situation where no one wanted to figure out what was going on with me. When I look back at all of that, those feelings have stayed with me for a long time. As I grew older, I became a mother, and eventually found my way into teaching, I carried those questions with me. Am I enough? Am I doing this right? Can I handle this? Honestly, it's taken years of work on myself, my mindset, and my relationships to realize that resilience isn't about having all the answers. It's about learning to keep going, even when the path is hard. And that's why this mission is so important to me. As a teacher, I see kids daily struggling in ways that remind me of my younger self. They're carrying the weight of the world on their shoulders, family problems, self-doubt, social pressures, and they're doing it in silence, just like I did. But here's the thing, they don't have to. They definitely do not have to go it alone. I want to be the person I needed when I was young. I want to remind kids and the adults who care for them that resilience is something we can build together. We can teach kids how to handle life's challenges with courage and grace. We can create homes, classrooms, and communities where kids feel seen, supported, and truly loved, not just in words, but in action. I also know that this isn't easy. As parents, teachers, and caregivers, we juggle so much. We're dealing with challenges, questions, and sometimes even our unhealed wounds. But what I've learned, both in the classroom and in my life, is that the most powerful thing we can do for kids is to show up and model resilience in our own lives. We should admit when we don't have all the answers, but we keep trying anyway. This podcast is my way of showing up for you. Each week, we'll tackle topics that matter, building stronger connections with kids, addressing behaviors with empathy, and finding ways to grow as individuals so that we can help the next generation grow too. My goal is to create a space where we can learn, laugh, and support each other as we navigate this journey together. So, what can you expect from future episodes? We'll discuss practical strategies for building resilience for kids and ourselves. We'll dig into real life stories from my classroom, my life, and even my mistakes, because we learn the most from the times we get it wrong. And we'll explore how parents and teachers can work together as partners, not adversaries, to give kids the best chance to thrive. But for now, I thank you. Thank you for being here, sharing this space with me, and caring enough to invest in the resilience of the kids in your life. Whether you're a parent, a teacher, or someone who simply wants to make a difference, you're part of this mission. And I'm so grateful to have you along for the ride. Before I go, I want to give you a preview of our next episode. We'll talk about connection, why it's the foundation of resilience, and how small, intentional moments can create lasting change in a child's life. I'll share some stories from my experiences as a teacher and a mom, and I'll leave you with a challenge to try in your home or classroom. So make sure to hit that subscribe button and join me next week. In the meantime, remember this. Resilience isn't something you're born with. It's something we build day by day, moment by moment, together. Take care, and until next time, keep rising.